You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Wednesday, the 17th of April. It's the second day of the Craven meeting at Newmarket. We've also got racing from the home of Jumps Racing as well, Cheltenham, in addition to a Beverley card in the afternoon. Dundalk and Savile to keep us entertained in the evening, and it's live on Racing Radio throughout the day from 1:40 p.m. So please do join us for that. Here on the podcast, though, my name's John Gibby. Kevin O'Malley is with me. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Mr. Gibby. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Just trying to negotiate this transition period between Jumps and Flat, generally between September and mid-April. I don't think about the Flat whatsoever. So you forget about jockeys, trainers, horses, everything. But come the Craven meeting around this time of year, everything starts to flood back. So yeah, lots to look forward to, and really looking forward to, obviously, on Wednesday. As far as midweek action goes, it's very good stuff on Wednesday, isn't it?
Let's get the word. Are you still riding the crest of a wave of the hype from Verdana Blue winning on Saturday?
You know, something of a sheen was taken off the whole thing. I did have a little bet on her on Saturday, but I was very strong on her in the Champion Hurdle, a race I think she would have won on good ground. And I was very strong on her in the Entry Hurdle. I think she would have absolutely dotted up. I think she would have beat Super Sunday quite comfortably, getting her £7. But on both occasions, the weather went against her the morning of racing, and it was. I have to admit, you know, I think a part of my soul is left behind after that.
Wow, that was very dark.
Yeah, quite dark. Yeah, I don't know. But you know, when you have so much faith in a mare that a lot of people would have thought you're a lunatic to have so much faith in, you know, and she turns out to be as good as she is. You know, I thought she was brilliant on Saturday. She was truly superb. She almost broke the clock, you know, and people can say it was a weak race and whatnot, but, you know, she carried top weight. She sauntered clear of them and barely turned a hair, you know, and some of the best handicappers around were in behind her. Mm. I would love to see them supplement her for the Irish Champion Hurdle at Punchestown, because I think she would win. I think she would beat Bouverdere again. I think Sharjah would probably be the main threat there, especially on good ground. But connections obviously have to stump up the cash, and they also have one eye on a flat campaign. So I don't know what way it's going to go for Verdana Blue. All I know is that I think she's an electric hurdler, and yeah, when she gets her conditions, she's very difficult to beat.
Well, speaking of a flat campaign, let's take a look at Newmarket on Wednesday. Now it's the second and feature day of the Craven meeting. Obviously HQ have sort of juggled around with the races a little bit, so the Craven meeting now falling on the Wednesday, and there are four televised races. Mm. But of course you can hear the whole card on Racing Radio. The 225 is the Wood Ditton. They're all unraced. We won't trouble Kevin for a selection in that, though as intriguing a lottery as it always is. We will, however, discuss the other three main races on the day. We'll start off with a 150. It's a Class 2 handicap over 6 furlongs. These prices at time of recording. Breath of Air is the 11-4 favourite, 9-2 for Chipetti. My Assar is then 5-1. Top Breeze, 8-1. 11-1 for Yassini. And it's 12-1 Bar.
Yeah, very interesting race, the opening contest. Breath of Air has only had 3 runs to date and has a fairly stiff-looking mark of 93 to contest with, considering that he's yet to run up to an RPR beyond 89. But it's that piece of form sandwiched between his two other runs at Newbury, where he absolutely slaughtered Muhathir, the subsequent Greenham winner at Newbury. You know, that piece of form obviously marks him down as a potentially very useful horse, particularly in handicap company. But overall, I think there's enough there to take a view against him. I think the two Richard Hannon runners are the most interesting. Moyasa has been rather found in the market. He looks very interesting after a first-time wind-up. He's got some good figures on the clock. He proved to be very progressive towards the back end of last season, and he could be nicely handicapped off 98. But I actually like his stablemate, Naughty Rascal. I think he's 12-1 with William Hill at the time of recording. His form rather tapered off in his last start at Newbury, where he was beaten 9th of 14. He wasn't too far off the pace, but was a little bit disappointing that day. But before that, he was proven to be quite progressive. He won two out of his three starts, and he just looks to me like the type of horse to go very well fresh. And at double figure prices, I think he's the one I'll be having a little bit of an each way nibble on, Naughty Rascal, in that 150.
Naughty Rascal then for Richard Hannon and Tom Marquand, the pick for Kevin O'Malley in the opening race from Newmarket on Wednesday. Let's move on to the group action now. The Avenant Stakes over 6 furlongs is the 3 o'clock. See some of those sprinters we've come to love over the past few seasons. Kevin Brando would be an excellent example of that. 6-4 favourite at time of recording of us here at William Hill. Dreamfield 7-2, 9-2 for Yafta, a Gifted Master 6-1, 8-1 Equilateral in 16's bar.
Yeah, it's a bit of a puzzle, this one. Brando is short at 6-4, let's face it, considering the quality behind him, but there's two ways of looking at it, really. You could suggest that it's a really deep field and that Brando's up against it. But at the same time, a lot of what he's up against have a real corner to turn. Dreamfield was very impressive when he started off his campaign last season, but his season rather tailed off quite tamely. He's beaten 11 lengths by L'Amato at Newmarket. Things didn't quite come together for him in the July Cup either. He could be a special sprinter, but overall, you need to see it first in this kind of company. Yafta, similar, his form tapered off a bit, and Gifted Master the same. He put in a really good career best, obviously, to land the Stewards' Cup, but just went completely off the boil after that, and it's hard to know exactly what to expect from Gifted Master. First time out, Equilateral is one of the few that has had the benefit of a run. He ran at Doncaster last time out. He went off an 11-4 favourite, but was readily brushed aside by Invincible Army. He could come forward from that and run a nice race. But when you step back and think about it, even though he is 6-4, you can be pretty sure that Brando's going to run up to an RPR of around 113 to 115. And if he does that, he's just going to be extremely difficult to beat. There was a time when Brando was kind of pigeonholed into being a bit of a soft ground performer. But, he won the race last year on good ground. He won the race the year before that on good to firm ground. So, he's very much a quality act. And, I'm just struggling to see him get beat if he puts together that kind of performance again. He's going to be primed to run for his life, isn't he?
I suppose the criticism that sometimes gets levelled at Brando is he's a bit of an almost horse. But having won this race the last 2 years,
this is his day, isn't it? This is his day. As I say, he is a little bit skinny at 6-4. I do think there might be a bit of a drift on him. I think he might get 7-4, 15-8 on the day. Don't hold me to that, listeners. But I just feel that, if you're patient, they might start coming for the likes of Dreamfield and Gifted Master, perhaps. But Brando's certainly, I think, the most likely winner.
The feature race of the day and of the 3 days at Newmarket in general is the Craven Stakes over a mile, Group 3 contest, the 3:35 on Wednesday. Zakuski is the 13-8 favourite with us here at William Hill at time of recording, 5-2 for Royal Marine. Skardu is 13-2, 8-1 for Set Piece, and it's at 12-1 and bigger for the rest. And Kevin, this is particularly puzzling. It feels like even more so than what we usually have in the Craven, we've just got a lot of very unexposed horses.
Yeah, but all told, I'm not convinced it's the strongest of renewals. Zakuski is obviously the talking horse, but based on what he actually achieved on the figures at Kempton, he was up against Headman that day. He was obviously coming on the back of a really impressive debut at Newcastle, and he readily brushed aside Headman that night. And at the time, it was hugely impressive. And, he could be open to any amount of improvement. Clearly, they think a bit of him at the Appleby stable. But, he's a 13-8 shot, and he ran up to an RPR of 90 and quite a low top speed figure. So I think he's well worth taking a view against. The solid horse, the target horse, if you will, is certainly Royal Marine for Saïd Bin Suroor, a Group 1 winner in France back in October. But he was very disappointing at Maidan back in January, and it's hard to know exactly what to expect from him. So I'll take a view against the both of them and just take a chance on the William Haggis runner here, Skardu, at 13-2, John, at the time of recording. This fella went off at 33-1 for his debut at Newmarket, but he absolutely bolted up from a field of 14, clocked a really nice speed figure. He did more on the ratings, considerably more on the ratings than Zakuski did at Kempton, yet he's available to back at multiple times the odds. Obviously, William Haggis has a great record with his three-year-olds. He's an unexposed runner. And at 13-2, I think he's worth a shot.
Scar do the pick for Kevin then in the Craven Stakes. 3:35 at Newmarket on Wednesday. The entire card is live on Racing Radio, so join us throughout the afternoon. We've also got the action coming up in Cheltenham as well, of course. Graded race there. Beverly, Dundalk and Sutherland in the evening. Lots to look forward to. Join us tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. And Kevin, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.